Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
That's exactly the March experience.
It is. Lions and lambs. Oh, my.
When is the beware of the wise men don't plant stuff?
Oh, what's that called? Till
the Three Kings?
The Three Kings. It's like a Czech tale that I couldn't tell if you asked me to.
That's mid-April or May?
I think it goes into May even.
Meaning you don't plant a garden till May?
Well, you can, but beware the Three Kings until we get three frosts.
That's right. That's what it is. It's three frosts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you plant everything...
Because I was thinking of starting to take the dust covers off the old patio furniture. But
you
even
can do that because the patio furniture is going to be fine. It's not alive.
I don't know. I'm worried. These three kings. We three kings. I'm worried.
You're worried about the patio furniture?
I
think it's going to be okay. I think you can do
Claire,
it.
Claire, a warning's a warning. I'm taking heed.
They said beware. What if the three kings come and they sit on the patio furniture and freeze it?
I don't want three kings to come. First of all, I'm not prepared. They're schlepping frankincense and
myrrh. Probably.
Gold.
One can assume gold, yes. Yeah.
And then I'm like, why don't you sit out here? Oh, no, there's... Yeah, I can't do that.
Frosted.
There's Oh, no.
Oh,
your royal hiney. Sorry, your royal highness.
I love that you're worried about the patio. It's to protect vegetation, Eric.
I thought it was for all outdoor awareness.
I thought it was for everything.
Don't get the grill out yet, right? Don't
beware.
Plant.
Beware the three kings.
Watch out, patio furniture.
They'll freeze your grill off.
Oh, no, my charcoal's got frost on it. I can't make steaks.
The little charcoal nugs are frosted. Ooh. No, it's just for plants.
Just for planting,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Bless your heart.
Bless my heart.
Yeah, you're going to be okay.
You think so?
If you have a nice day, take the cover off the patio furniture.
Well, that was yesterday. That was clearly yesterday.
Yeah.
Today's not the day I'm going to do it.
Don't do it today.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, just wait. We'll have another one of yesterday's.
Thursday I could do it. Heck, Saturday's 50 and sunny.
There you go.
A lot of people I saw yesterday, like raking.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of yardies on my side of town coming into work today.
It was a perfect time to do that, right? Get a little bit of that crud off there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also seeing the little bits of like my tulips and daffodils and that stuff is coming up.
So that stuff's hardy. That doesn't apply to the old Three Kings rule,
hopefully not.
You gotta get those tulips up.
We got to. Go. I'm ready for spring.
Come on.
Cat.
Are you the cheering section for the tulips or the daffodils?
Yes.
You guys can do it.
Come on, you guys.
Come
do
on.
It.
You were once a bulb, but now you're going to be beautiful.
It's spring. Spring.
Sprung.
Sprung out. And then I've got cheese news.
You have cheese news?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do cheese update.
Well, here, I think we should do this appropriately.
Okay.
And now here's Claire with the cheese news.
In breaking cheese news,
yes,
your favorite American cheese.
The slice of American cheese?
Yeah, just so you know, it's not technically cheese.
It's a cheese product.
It's cheese product. It's mostly a bunch of fillers. It's not processed the same way that you make actual cheese.
Yeah.
So they have to use the term cheese product or cheese food.
Yes.
Because it's not cheese.
But it tastes great.
It's great. It's great on a grilled cheese sandwich. It melts.
It's great on a burger. It's got perfect melting temperature.
It does.
Because it was made in a lab.
And that's the thing that people love about it. It's meltiness, right?
Yes.
It gets ooey gooey and it's really, really good when it's melted. The folks at Sargento cracked the code on how to make really great melty American cheese that actually is cheese.
Hey!
It qualifies. They're calling it natural American cheese.
Okay.
It only has 5 ingredients, whereas the typical American cheese has like 9.
Again, it's a science project.
It is. They make it similar to the way that they make Colby Jack cheese.
Yeah.
But they've been working on it for a decade.
That's because we love our American cheese.
First
of all, the word American's in it.
American.
Right?
It's got to be good. But the whole point was to get to that meltiness, to have an actual cheese get as melty as that highly processed American cheese. And
I'll embrace it.
Yeah, they did it. So
look for it in store shelves.
Look for it in store shelves. Note, though, that they are calling it natural American cheese.
That's and it's not only the Sargento people.
Yeah. But okay. That's not a term that is like FDA regulated. I don't know if it actually still is cheese. Natural American cheese.
If they're saying they don't say cheese food or cheese product, I think it's a cheese, right? Doesn't have to be aged in a cave.
Why'd they call it natural? Why'd they just call it American cheese?
Because they want to make sure the world knows, like, guys, this is the natural one.
This is all natural.
Yeah. It's almost like they can't say it, but it's like it's almost organic, right? It's
but
like
they can't say that.
They can't. Is that organic? Nah, it's natural.
It's all natural.
It's all natural cheese.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
When was the last time that you knew a party was going on that you thought you should have been invited to?
Oh, yeah.
But you weren't.
The one that always pops into my mind was coworkers were having a party. At the time, I was working with Scott Schulte and mm-hmm. Rick Swan, and they didn't get the invite, so I didn't get the invite, so everybody else had a party.
Except you three.
And we did not go.
Well, I don't think it's a slight, and I realize why I was not invited. But there is a special event happening in Washington, Iowa.
Oh, no.
In 2 weekends.
Eric's Washington?
My Washington, Iowa. It's basically a salute to the old high school. Eventually, our junior and senior high in Washington is in one building.
Okay.
In fact, they might be now. And so the old building is in the process of being sold. And within that building, of course, is the gymnasium. So they have invited back alumni who have played in that gymnasium. And so they are inviting back volleyball players.
Yes.
And they're inviting back basketball players.
Yeah.
I was neither. But what was I?
Stat boy.
I was stat boy.
Stat boy.
Should I have received an invitation to the Saturday, March 29th Guys and Girls Alumni Basketball event held in the old high school?
Can you just show up unannounced?
I don't know.
Did you get a Letterman sweater for statting?
Yes, I did. I got a chevron because okay. I was part of the team. As the person who took the stats.
You go?
For the Washington basketball team.
With your chevron.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, should I ask if they need a statistician for that game itself?
Yes.
I think I need to offer a service.
They're playing?
I'm pretty sure it's like a pickup game between alumni teams of various years.
Absolutely. Yeah. You bring your own stat book and you keep the stats.
I don't have where do I get a stat book?
I have no idea. Staples? I don't know.
The good news, though, is I have my quad color pen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which this comes in handy, Claire. When you are the first tool you need as a stat boy is a four colored pen. Every color is a different quarter. And the coach tells you what color he wants to see or she wants to see where.
Okay.
And then that way you can, they're like, oh, something happened in the second quarter because it's in green. What? I took statting very seriously.
You really did.
I sure did.
But I can't wait for you to walk in there with your pen and your own little book. And you're like, stat boy is now a stat man. You guys thought I couldn't do it, but look, I made it.
I made it. I've got facial hair now. I'm stat man.
No, 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 no.
Statman!
Look at you!
I think they'll be happy to see me. I hope.
I think they'll be delighted. I know I am. I'm delighted on your behalf.
Thank you. They're all going to go like, shouldn't you be doing something in the auditorium on the stage?
You don't belong here.
You don't belong here.
Oh, yeah?
Statman.
And then you pull out your four-color pen and like,
does Statman have a utility belt? And all that's on there is a four-colored pen.
Yes. Ta-da.
I'm ready.
Ready to do those stats.
Statman.
Well, congrats, Statman.
Thanks. That was the boost of confidence I needed.
Exactly. You take that show by force.
I will.
It's a show? No, it's a game. It's a game.
That's not a show. I'm used to doing shows. No, it's a game.
I applaud. I was driving my kids yesterday. Part of the fun of spring break at my house is let's do all of our dentist and orthodontist appointments.
Get all the appointments.
All the appointments.
It's basically getting like oil changes for your body, right?
Exactly, exactly. So let's go. Then we don't have to take you out of school. Went to the dentist, and on our way, we're driving along the street, and I don't even remember what the conversation was about, but all of a sudden, conversation stopped because my daughter was like, oh, that guy looks like Santa. It's just a man on a bike who, you know, sorry, but if you have white hair and a white beard, you're Santa.
You're Santa.
Just kids will just, you are automatically Santa, whether now, was you he want wearing, to be or not.
Was he wearing red?
Here's the deal. No, he was just wearing a white t-shirt.
Okay.
But he also had an eye patch, which was the thing the thing that stuck out to me. And I was like, how did you get? I mean, I get the white beard, but the eye patch?
She looked right past that eye patch.
It was the innocence of a child.
It's Pirate Santa. Did he get poked in the eye by a reindeer antler?
No, we did not stop.
Did an elf go crazy in the workshop?
He also was, there's no sleigh. He was on a bike.
Well, it's off season.
It was just, you know, like to think that I saw that on E Avenue. That was a lot. It was a lot.
One-eyed Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
On a bike.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Three firefighters treated for heat exhaustion after a prescribed burn by the Jefferson Monroe Fire Department near Swisher got out of control. This was yesterday afternoon. The burn, meant for a 37-acre field as part of a land management plan, jumped a 20-foot fire break.
Oh.
They had an area around them just in case, and it jumped that. That's why red flag warnings are a thing. Right?
Oh my
fire
gosh.
Goes where fire goes. It was brought under control about 6 p.m. and multiple fire departments called to the scene to help take care of that issue. Adventureland's been sold. The Altoona Amusement Park will become part of the Hershen Family Entertainment Corporation.
How do I know that name?
You don't, but you do.
Okay.
Silver Dollar City was their first amusement park.
Okay.
Dollywood
is
in the fam.
Okay.
Noah's Ark Water Park in the Dells also in the fam.
Really?
Yes. So they're getting some great relatives, right? Yeah. So this was just finalized. If you go way back, so 1974, Adventureland opens. It was an Iowa family forever. And then Palace Entertainment, which was like the American arm of a Mexican company, owned it for a while. That was in 2021. Just been sold to Hershend. We do know also Adventureland Inn, the iconic hotel, is closed. They're going to use that for workforce housing. By the way, Adventureland will open Saturday, May the 17th.
Oh, just around the corner.
Just around the corner. What's got us feeling all right? Today's Mount Mercy Elevate Award. It's a partnership between Mount Mercy University and Z102.9. We are recognizing student leaders who are elevating their community, and this week's recipient is Hannah Bedell of Jefferson High School.
What do we know about Hannah?
Well, her counselor notes, quote, she challenges herself consistently in the classroom and has been a model student for all Jayhawks. She's involved in the Jefferson's Band of Blue, been doing that since ninth grade.
Nice.
She will now receive a $500 Elevate scholarship if she decides to enroll at Mount Mercy University. If you'd like to know more about the university, also they've got this leadership program. We recommend you go to their website, which is mountmercy.edu. But Jefferson Jayhawk, Hannah Bedell, is our Elevate honoree this week with the Morning Scramble. You got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
It's not often that a Walk of Fame ceremony is interrupted by protesters, but that happened to Gal Gadot when she was getting her star yesterday. It had nothing to do with the bad feelings about the new Snow White movie that's coming out on Friday.
Can I pause for a second?
Yes. Nerd
I
out.
Did not want to see this movie.
Yeah.
And this movie, by the way, is also plagued with a bunch of problems.
It does, yes.
But I've heard some music, and now she can't sing here. But a few songs I've heard on Disney hits or whatever, she's singing as the witch, right?
Yes.
The evil queen.
Yes.
Sounds good.
I
think the movie's actually getting better buzz for what people thought was just going to be a dumpster fire.
Yes.
Right.
You know what? I hope it's great. However, her Walk of Fame ceremony was not about Snow White at all. She is from Israel. She actually served in the Israeli army.
Yes. I remember that when she came on the scene as Wonder Woman.
Not surprising. She is pro-Israel. So there were pro-Palestine protesters at her Walk of Fame ceremony. There was actually dozens of people on each side protesting each other at a ceremony that's supposed to be about her accomplishments in acting.
We have that one guy who always protests at the farmers markets and the Halloween parade. You know the guy I'm talking about, right? That's one guy. Could you imagine? It's a day where we're not talking politics.
Yeah.
We're talking the fact that you've got a good career in Hollywood and you've got two sides of those guys.
Dozens of people yelling at each other, chanting. The ceremony started 15 minutes late and they couldn't get the chanting to stop. So all throughout the ceremony, it's just chanting as they're trying to do speeches about how great Gal is. Vin Diesel was there from working with her at Fast and the Furious. Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins was there for her as well. But I don't know. I didn't hear any of what they had to say because it was all chanting and protesting.
I would have queued up a bullhorn and just, please disperse or I will not stop this song.
Just imagine.
Disperse, disperse.
Imagine. Hey, I've got an answer as to what happened to Tracy Morgan at that Knicks game the other day. He was taken out of the game in a wheelchair after he got sick on the court where he was sitting courtside.
Would you made a mistake of watching the video yesterday?
I did make that mistake, and it was not a pleasant thing to watch. But I wanted to see how violently it
was.
It's for my job, Eric.
It is
my job to watch Tracy Morgan vomit. And I take my job seriously.
Make sure to put that on your LinkedIn profile.
I will.
Okay.
But Tracy Morgan has finally spoken up about what caused that incident. Food poisoning.
That's what I said.
Yes. That was your theory.
Yes.
There was a lot of people who were like, well, it was St. Patrick's Day. Maybe he
That's my second theory.
Really good time. Food poisoning was the name of the game. And he actually said that he appreciated the Madison Square Garden folks for taking really good care of him. He said, I need to shout out to the crew for the cleanup for that. Thank you. More importantly, the Knicks are 1-0, and I throw up on the court, so maybe I have to break it out again for the playoffs.
Good luck, Charm. Here's some raw chicken, Tracy Morgan. It's game five, man.
No.
It's been on. Here's some potato salad left in the sun.
No, if you've ever gone through food poisoning, it's like, no, never again.
Oh, I know. It's
never
horrible.
Again. Okay, there's a new movie called Marty Supreme, and it stars Timothy Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow. And there's been a couple of clips as they are, you know, making the movie. And according to Gwyneth Paltrow, those are the PG versions that we're seeing so far. A lot of it's just them kind of smooching as they're filming scenes. Apparently, there's some adult scenes in this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow says there's a lot in this movie. And she thinks that they're doing a real good job.
Thanks, Queen of Goop.
Gwyneth, thank you.
I bet she's getting a lot of candle ideas. Too soon?
Never. She says that Timothy Chalamet is a thinking man's sex symbol, and he's also very polite, properly raised, and a man who takes his work really seriously and a very fun scene partner. They had an intimacy coordinator.
That's the thing in Hollywood now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a scene that involves something like that, you want to have somebody there to help kind of work through it because it can be really awkward.
It's very awkward.
She said they didn't need him.
Whoa.
They just handled the intimacy on their own.
Well, well, well.
No intimacy coordinator necessary. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
It's 319 day across this entire area or area code. Which, growing up, state of Iowa had three area codes, 319, 515, and 712.
Oh, there's a few more now.
Now we've added to the mix. But for here, 319 is what we're celebrating for 319 Day.
Absolutely. We are proud of this area that we call home. And we thought, what better day to celebrate than March 19th?
Yes. So what do you do when you create a brand new holiday? Well, we don't know. So we just thought we'd start with the hard stuff first.
Yeah. Are we going with Happy 319 Day? How do we address?
Merry 319 Day?
Merry 319 Day.
I don't know. Will there be a line of greeting cards at some point?
I don't know. How will we celebrate? We thought a lot of great holidays start off with a song.
Yes.
Christmas has a ton of
A lot
music.
Of carols, a lot of pop music.
Yes.
Could you imagine, like, eventually someday Taylor Swift does a 319 song.
Get out of here.
Kelly Clarkson.
Get out of here.
Right. NSYNC.
That'd be incredible.
Mariah Carey. The queen of 319.
And only dogs could hear the high notes.
Yes, I know.
Yes, yes. All right,
well, we can dream, but you got to start somewhere. And the first phone number on both of our phones to do a song for 319 Day, of course, is Cedar Rapids' own Lincoln Ginsburg.
He's from the 319. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
You were just here Monday, Sabbath episode with Wild Depth.
Yeah, it was.
You were just on a parade float with us Monday.
Yeah.
An award-winning parade float, by the way. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Congratulations to you guys.
Yeah. I believe I officially introduced you as the guy who's in all the bands. At any one time, how many bands are you in?
Yeah.
I'm regularly in three bands, and the other stuff that I'm in is kind of one-shot stuff.
Okay.
So it'll be stuff at Bruce Moore, some stuff at CSPS, sometimes some stuff with you. But yeah, just a little salt and pepper stuff here and there.
Well, we do know you've got songwriting chops because we did an exercise similar to this.
Well, I'm glad someone thinks so.
Last November, we had you create a song on the spot about some of our award winners with the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance.
And we didn't tell you that at the time, but it was a test. And you passed!
You passed.
Whew.
And that now brings you here on 319 Day, where we need now, again, an on-the-spot song, and you're the only guy we thought of.
All right, all right. Well, thank you
for
being
news.
The only guy. Yeah.
You don't have to come up with all the words, because we already asked the audience, what do you think we should include in a song that celebrates 319 Day? What are the things that people love about this area?
Right.
We have a big, long list of inspirational words.
Yes.
Perfect.
Now, the skill set I've witnessed you do, specifically at Bruce Moore, is... you are a genius at arranging music. So songs people know, and you give it maybe a different feel or flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
this is the straight up like songwriting process.
Yeah.
What is your typical songwriting process when you're starting with a blank piece of paper?
Because
I'm guessing people throwing 100 ideas at you is not it.
Let's see. For the first like 11 minutes, 11 to 12 minutes of writing, I cry a little bit.
panic, fear,
and then, panic. Yeah, fear, panic for another, for the next probably 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I listen to Jim Croce for about 3 hours, and then
a
song just comes
acoustic,
out. Yeah. Yeah.
Mustached, right. Light pop.
Yeah.
Jim Croce.
A wise man once told me, never write at an instrument. It will hold you down, and it'll pigeonhole you to play the song in a certain way for other people. So when you're writing for someone else, you don't write at a piano, like you don't write at a specific instrument. You make sure that anyone with any instrument
can play a song.
The ditty, they can play the, right, exactly.
Wow, okay. That's all great.
So, I try to do that.
Well, you've got plenty of time to cry and to panic,
perfect.
But we don't have 3 hours of time in a bottle, unfortunately.
No, okay. We
got to get to the song before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good.
Okay, good.
Good thing I'm a professional.
Good.
I'm going to cry like a professional.
I'm glad that you feel so, because really, we need to wrap this thing up by 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So we have given you the keys to the back door of our Facebook page. You can see all of the comments there. Claire and I also have been making notes of all the people who've called in and the things that they've been celebrating
perfect.
For 319. And I think this is just the official handoff. Is this what we're doing right now?
I think we might as well. We've got so many great words that people have already put on that Z Facebook page. And I think it's just your job. I don't know if you can put it all in or if you have to kind of pick and choose.
Well, we would like this song to be 3 minutes and 19 seconds, by the way. Is that possible?
Ooh.
That's like a good pop song time.
That is a good idea, and I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Ah!
Don't write to the instrument, but write to the clock. That's what we're asking.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure,
write to the
sure.
clock. I think that's the best song. Strive to hit
coming
a time.
From two people. We tried songwriting once, by the way, and that was a hellacious exercise.
Yeah, we were told not to
do
it again.
It was very, very hard.
So that's why you're here.
Okay, anything else you need from us? Because we can't leave the room, but if you need anywhere else in this building, if you need more light, less light, candles, a blanket, a heater.
Yeah.
Ben just was on a tropical vacation. He probably has some smelling salts. I don't know, but
Producer
we got
Ben's
it all
right. back. He's at your disposal.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
This is the day, Claire.
I feel really lucky.
Yes.
I feel like this is going to happen. It's going to be great.
319 Day, before 8 o'clock this morning, we will have a song written and performed on his axe by Lincoln Ginsburg.
Goosebumps.
Don't miss it.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I am just 110% excited for what is about to happen.
Yes.
It is 319 Day, and as part of our celebration, we have commissioned a song from Lincoln Ginsburg.
We're paying him and breakfast pizza.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. This is based on 48 hours of listener suggestions.
Yes.
Of things that they love across the, you counted the counties yesterday. I kind of forget, but it's a big one.
Yes.
There's a lot of, there's a lot that make up the 319.
A hefty number.
Beyond even our radius of our broadcast area.
Yeah.
But it's all fair game. And according to Lincoln, better to have more than not enough, correct?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Whenever you are ready, sir, on this 319 day, the stage is yours.
One, two, three. When I was a boy, I lived around here. I wished upon the starlight sky, and my head was crystal clear. I told myself I'm gonna see the world and end up back to where I was before, 'cause it's a kernel of heaven on the Cedar River line. We don't drink no soda, we drink pop, my dear. You never been to a Hawkeye game before? Well, honey, have no fear. 319, my oh my, I'll be loving you till the day I die. You're a kernel of heaven on the Cedar River line. We got all kinds of people that go pretty far, from hobbits and painters and space captains to basketball stars, eh? And if you happen to be a Cyclones fan, don't you worry, buddy, I'll still be your friend. 'Cause in 319, that's just the way that we are. And if you drive down Snake Alley, you better get a grip, 'cause the best road trip snack is stirs and potato chips. 319, my oh my, I'll be loving you till the day I die, 'cause you're a kernel of heaven on the Cedar River line. And if you get your kicks from community and like to be where the good folk be, look for the kernel of heaven on the Cedar River line. Yeah, you're a kernel of heaven on the Cedar River line.
He did it!
Woo! 319! 319!
319! 319!
Thanks for having me, guys.
Dude, that was fantastic.
That was a lot fantastic. Of fun.
I have to say, that was way better than I thought it was going to be. We didn't give you very much time, and
that was fantastic. That was beautiful. I'm a little worried that Des Moines is going to call you May 15th. Take that call.
No, that's a 515.
If Council Bluffs calls you July 12th, do not answer that.
No.
You're ours. You're our 319.
You belong in 319.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I do.
That was awesome. Lincoln Ginsburg, everybody.
Woo!
319 Day with the Morning Scramble.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.